Today's Amud is Mishneh Berurah Ches Amud Aleph, and we'll pick up where we left off yesterday, which is at the end of Zayin Amud Beis, Se'if Yud Gimel, in Simen Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yashtin Me'umud, a person should not stand while urinating. Mipnei Nitzotzos HaNitozin Al Ragla, because of the little droplets that will end up going on his foot. What is this concern about? So the Mishneh Berurah writes, people will therefore say about such a person that they see him coming out of a bathroom with droplets on his foot, they'll say that he has a genital abnormality that makes him into a person who's incapable of being fertile, and therefore his urine didn't flow out in an arch, which is a sign that a person is capable of being fertile. Ella shosasin, they were dripping out. And ukushofcha in a molid, this type of a person is not capable of having children. And if he does have children, v'yomru albono she'enam shalo, this will lead to a laz, this will lead to people casting aspersions about the legitimacy of his children. What should a person do if he has no alternative than to stand? So the Mechaber continues, in this situation, im lo shiyamod b'mokum gavoa, try standing in a high place, so if there are little droplets that come off, they won't go on your foot, they'll drip down to the lower ground. O shiyashtin l'soch ofor tichoach, or urinate into some sort of a loose dirt, which will absorb the urine. The Meramah says, perush karka she'enu besula, non-virgin soil, so it's not hard, like a plowed dirt land that will absorb the droplets of urine. The Mishneh Berurah adds that if he has inability to do this and there is no place to sit down, a person can stand while urinating. Yochel lasos eitz acheres. He gives you the following additional suggestion, shelo yovo lidei nitzotzos, that you shouldn't have little droplets. She yisayeya babeitzim. Go and raise the aver, raise the organ of the male with coming in from underneath with the testicles, lahagbia hagid kitsas, or yidei matlis ova, or using some sort of a thick cloth, so you shouldn't touch the aver itself. As we'll learn momentarily, this is something that is not halachically permitted to do. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah suggests using these alternative methodologies, and if still there is some urine droplets that have fallen on your feet, mitzvah l'shavshefam, he brings down the Gemara that it's very important to wipe them off so as not to cast aspersions upon one's children. The Mishneh Berurah himself doesn't like the idea about using a thick cloth. He says so in a few se'ifim later because we're not sure about the thickness necessary in order to make sure that there is no excitement generated by touching the genital area. We will speak about this momentarily. The Igros Moshe reminds ourselves that even though in days gone by, such as in the times of the Gemara, where they were not as careful about urinating in a public area because of the dangers that were associated with withholding one's urination, which we'll also speak about a little bit later in this shiur today. Nevertheless, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, says that a person should always try to go to a bathroom and to have privacy, to have a private stall or at least a partitioned off area to go to urinate in a urinal that has partitions. Even though in the previous generations they were not careful about this, he stresses the importance of this from a tznius point of view. However, if one faces a situation where he's in a bathroom that doesn't have such partitions, so then one can certainly rely upon the idea that there is a sakana involved in not going right away, and therefore one can use such bathrooms. In Sif Yudalud, we bring down an extremely important halacha. The Mechaber writes, Yizoher shelo yechos ba'amo v'yashten. A person has to be very careful when he's urinating not to touch himself, not to hold on to his organ. In lo me'ator lamata. However, he would be permitted, if there's no alternative, to hold from what we call the glands, which is the distal part, the most external part of the organ, and towards further away from the body, around what's called the glands. One should not touch oneself in this area either unless there is no alternative, i.e. to prevent splashing. Why are we so strongly cautioned not to touch the organ? The Mechaber continues with Meisha Motzi Shichva Zera Lebatola, because by touching the organ, this can lead to the spillage of semen, of Zera, for no purpose, which is an extremely stringent sin and prohibition. The Mishneh Berurah further clarifies this by saying, Sha'aydei Nigiyoso, by touching the gid, Boli dechimum vihirur, because this could lead to excitement and inappropriate thoughts, and will lead viyavo lezeh, and it will lead to shichva zera levatola. The chomer avon hazeh, this is a very stringent and very severe isser. The Mishnah Berurah adds, Afilu Nasu, even a married person, Ein Mutar Lahoshit Yado Liyama Klal, should not touch himself in the genital area, Ela B'Shar Shu Tzarich L'Nekavav, except under the needs of going to the bathroom. The Mechaber continues and points this out when he says, Imkein Hu Nasu, if a person is married, one can touch oneself if one needs to prevent the spillage of drops of urine. However, he does say, Umidas Chasidus Lizar Afilu HaNasu, even a married person should try not to touch himself because this is still inappropriate and can lead to problems and therefore should not be done. Why would one even have thought that a married person would be permitted to do this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Yesh Lo Pas Besalo, because he's a married person, Vein Yitzro Tokvo Kol Kach. He will have the ability to have relations with his wife, and therefore he won't be so excited by just simply touching himself in that area. However, he does point out, if his wife is a Nida, Oshu Baderach, or he's not with his wife, he's traveling on the road, then the same restrictions apply to him. He doesn't have, quote, Pas Besalo at that point in time. He doesn't have the capability of having relations at that point in time, so therefore he falls into the category of a person who's not married. Even when it's permissible, the Mishnah Berurah does again mention, Eino Mutu Lahoshit Yadu Lama Klal, Ela Bishar Shu Tzarech L'Nekavav. This is only permissible when one is actually going to the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah adds, Im Omed B'Makom Sheyesh Lo Pachat Shelo Yipol, the person is concerned that if he's standing in a place that he may fall, so then some of these additional stringencies that we've talked about, Ein Lahachmir B'Nosei Klal, a married person wouldn't have to take those additional stringencies. Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber writes, Afilu Misheinu Nosu, even a non-married person, Mutil Asayeya B'Beitzim, it is permissible for him to, again, from below, come up and lift his genital area by pushing on his beitzim, on the testicles, without actually touching the gid. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because by touching the testicles from the bottom up, eino mischamim ayidei kach, it won't lead to excitement. However, ulefamim mutu lechos ba'amo lahashtin, sometimes one is permitted to hold on to the ama to go and urinate. For example, if one uses matlis ovo she'enu mechamim, if you're using some sort of a thick cloth that will not cause excitement. However, avol ayidei hacholuk also, but if it's a thinner type of a garment, like a choluk, a shirt or something like that, then he prohibits it. And then he even brings down v'yesh mefakpufin gam ayidei matlis ovo, as I mentioned before, since we're not certain of the thickness or the proper size of this cloth, mishum de lo yadinan shiro, we're not sure of the shear, so therefore one should refrain from doing this as well, unless there are extenuating circumstances. Seif tes zayin, the Mechaber writes, lo hutel anosi lechos ba'amo elo hashtin. He reiterates that it is not permissible to touch the organ of the male other than for urinating. But one should not scratch oneself, because this could also, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because this could also lead to excitement, to becoming heated up. And it would be unfortunately very easy for the person then to have a release of zera levatola. Mishnah Berurah tells us to look in the Chayi Adam, who permits you to use this beged of, who does permit a person to use a thick cloth, and as well permits you to comb out the hairs in that genital area if it was necessary to do so, but one should not touch the gid, the aver, with your hand in doing so. Sif Yud Zayin is the final sif in this siman about bathroom etiquette, and the Mechaber concludes with Hamashin Kovov Over Mishum Bal Tushaktsu, something that we alluded to previously, that if a person delays in going to the bathroom, he is over the isser of Baal Tishaktsu, do not make yourself disgusting. This is a serious isser, and there is much written about it, which we will now discuss. The Mishnah Berurah adds that is for defecation. If one delays or withholds oneself from urinating, not only is he over Baal Tishaktsu, but he adds there's an additional isser, Shelo Yeh Okor, a person is not allowed to do something that will cause him not to be able to have children. The Gemara in Yevamos, brought down in the Chari Tshuva over here, tells us very interestingly that there were 5 Amoroyim who became incapable of having children because they stayed too long in the shear of Rav Huna. Rav Huna gave a very long shear, and they were reluctant to leave the shear, and they had to go to the bathroom to urinate, and they did not, and all 5 of these Amoroyim became infertile. The Mishnah Berurah therefore says that if one delays oneself from going to urinate, this is also an additional iser of shelo yeh okar. Person is not allowed to become infertile. How far do we take this? What degree of delaying going to the bathroom is permitted in halacha? Many of these halachas are discussed later in Shulchan Aruch, but we'll just touch upon them now. They can be found in note 16 in the Dirshu. If a person has to go to the bathroom but only has a slight urge to go, Eino over mishum bal tishaktsu. That is not being over bal tishaktsu. What are the rules for this? So the Eishel Avram from Bachoch brings down, in Mesiach Daito, if he were to forget about having to go to the bathroom, Eino margish tzorach l'nekobav, if he was thinking about something else, he no longer realized he had to go to the bathroom, that's enough to say that you're not over bal tishaktsu. And as well, you're not over lo yeh akor. A person shouldn't become infertile. This is tremendously important because a person, as we pointed out previously, is not allowed to learn, not allowed to say Kriya Shema, not allowed to daven when he needs to go to the bathroom. So later on in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if a person can withhold going to the bathroom for the distance that it takes to walk a parsa, which is roughly about 72 minutes, that would not be over bal tishaktsu. If you can go to the bathroom, you should go to the bathroom as soon as you have the urge, but if that's not easily available, so then you're not over bal tishaktsu if you could withhold it in for that longer period of time. It's also pointed out that if a person has some sort of a medical condition where he has to try to withhold himself from going to the bathroom, for example, he has diarrhea, the Nimukei Arechayim brings down that also is not over Baal Tishaktsu. According to many, Baal Tishaktsu is only an Issa Durabonon, and therefore there are a number of practical halachos ramifications that come with this as well. There is a concept that Kovod HaBrios, respect for human dignity, can sometimes push aside an Issa Durabonon. It's only a small indignity, it can also push aside some dinim derabbanan. For example, if a person is giving a shir, or if a person is being doresh l'rabim, and he feels he has to go to the bathroom, even if it's to defecate, he's allowed to restrain himself and hold himself back from going, mikshum kovet abrios, because people would obviously be embarrassed in that situation if they had to stop the shir. Likewise, if the person is the chazan and suddenly he feels the urge to go, so as long as he can withhold himself from going for that period of time of walking a parsa, so also, again, because of kavod habrios, he doesn't have to stop the davening. Let's say it was right before chazaras hashatz to stop the davening and walk out and go to the bathroom because of this concept of kavod habrios. The same would apply to a regular bal kriya who has certainly started the laning, and even if he hasn't started the laning, but he's the regular bal kore, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, im adayin lo hisil l'kro, nevertheless, im yesh lo busha gedola, im yimona milikro, everybody's waiting for him to go up there, so ulai yesh lahaka, one could be lenient in that situation as well. Does this concern about withholding one's urine from coming out truly apply nowadays? So we brought down the Gemara in Yevamos that it certainly was applicable in those days. However, the Chazon Ish writes, Bizmanenu, nowadays, Hishtanu hativoyim, there has been a change in nature. V'yesh rak tzinor echod lezera v'lamayim. Nowadays, we only have one urethra, we only have one tube via which both the zera, the semen, and the urine both exit the body. In the times of the Gemara, it does appear that there were two separate tubes or pipes, or there was some sort of a separation between the tube that took the zera out and the tube that took the urine out. Nowadays, that is clearly not the case, and the Chazon Ish and others write, therefore, lo shayach bizmanenu iser shel lo yeh akor. This iser of lo yeh akor no longer applies. It is a change in the nature of the human being, change in physiology, and therefore the halacha changes based upon that change in physiology. This is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and many others as well. The Mishnah Berurah then continues to discuss the concept of Baal Tishaktsu, whether it is applicable to other ideas as well. He says, Bahamasha Melofiach, the person restrains himself from passing gas. Eino over al Baal Tishaktsu. This is not included in the prohibition. Vigama is Baal Tishaktsu, Nidchem ibn Kvod Habrios, as we've already pointed out. According to the Mishnah Berurah, this is an Issur Derabbanan, and one would be permitted to maintain dignity of a human being in the setting of violating this prohibition. For example, Masha Nikovov Achim Tzumokom Tzunua Ochai Gabda, if a person delays going to the bathroom until he finds in a bathroom that is appropriate for him to use, so therefore that would be permissible as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this siman with a very important idea. Yizorim od l'kanea chetiv, a person should wipe himself very carefully, kitzobim komubim mashuhu, because if a person has any remains of waste in that area, it is forbidden for a person to daven or to learn, as we'll see later on. V'tov lirchot piatabas b'mayim overok. He says it's therefore advisable to wipe the area off with some liquid, with water or with spittle. The Be'er Heitiv adds that this is based upon the pasuk umitzawaso lo ruchatz, from his waist he wasn't cleansed, implying from the Arizal that one should in fact wipe oneself with water to clear away any waste that is present. It is interesting that in recent years, a new phenomenon has come out that instead of using just dry toilet paper, advertisers are advocating the usage of wipes or some sort of a sanitary wet type of a cloth to clean oneself. This is certainly consistent with the halachic approach of making sure that no waste is present in that area. Rav Chaim Kanievsky does point out that one can rely upon our toilet paper today because it is much better quality and one doesn't have to use a wet towel or cloth or tissue. Let us conclude this siman about bathroom etiquette with the words of the Chesed Le'alofim, who says that if a person goes to the bathroom when he has to, this is a skula that he'll merit to have pure thoughts. One should be careful in this realm very much. The Kaf HaChaim says as well, one should be very careful that even if one is learning to go to the bathroom, going to the bathroom essentially turns a person into a birya chadasha, which is a wonderful way to get closer to Hashem.